Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? Sam Crowley, host of the longest-running motivational podcast on iTunes. Where you been? Where you been? Where have I been? I think that's what we'll talk about a lot today. It's a multi-show day here. It's the 1st of June. It's June 1st, the 6 months of the calendar. I'm not going to say it. National Quitters Day was January 15th. Congratulations to everybody that gave up on your resolution. There's still only a few percentage of the people still out there, all of them, regular subscribers of this podcast. So welcome. Let's kind of reset. It's been over a week, maybe 10 days since the last podcast. I've been doing a lot of traveling in the past week. Want to share what I have found, the people I have met, the dreams that I have seen, and I want to bring that all back to you today, tomorrow, and all of this week. And also, if you wouldn't mind, can you be so kind? We're almost at 200 five-star ratings on iTunes. Head on over there right now. If you're listening inside the app, pause this podcast. We will forgive you. And hit the five-star rating. Leave some great feedback, man. It's always, always great. We do it so we can get recognized faster. People find the show, and it helps them just like you found the show, and it's helping you. Ratings help, man. Ratings help. So, let me tell you where I've been and what that means to you, because it's all about you. Remember, ex-stuttering college dropout, corporate slave, bankrupt 10 years ago this month, okay? So let me tell you what's going on 10 years later and how that impacts you and you going for your dream as well. So I get a call. I was supposed to speak, and I was scheduled to speak, which I did, in L.A. Got back last night. And last Tuesday, I'm at home. And I get an email from a gentleman by the name of Colin, and Colin Sprake. And I've never met Colin, and he was introduced to me by my friend Mary Glorfield. Mary was the 19-year executive assistant to Tony Robbins, but basically ran all of his live events, traveled with him everywhere over, hundreds of countries. I mean, basically ran Tony's operation. Now, Mary's a great friend of mine. She's the one that books me on stages, and she introduced me to Colin, and Colin emailed me and said, hey, short notice, Sam, but I know you're going to be in L.A. this weekend, which was a couple days ago, and can you come to Vancouver and speak Thursday? So this was Tuesday, and that means I would have had to leave Wednesday. So let me also reset. I've got a baby on a ventilator, okay, and I've got three other girls, ages 14, 10, and 9. On top of my 9-month-old miracle baby, so who requires 24/7 care. And there's a lot going on. So the first thing, the old Sam would have said, absolutely not. I mean, I don't like traveling as it is. And, you know, with all the layovers and airports and all this stuff and getting packed into coach like a sardine and then having to get to, you know, where you need to get to, never on time, planes are late, blah, blah, blah. Just being away from the family. But the new Sam, who has grown, and I'm growing right along with you. I mean, this isn't anything. I don't have this figured out. I think this is awesome. People in the personal development space, act as if they've got life figured out. I don't have life figured out. I'm living it right along with you. I'm just kind of like the crash test dummy going out there and throwing himself up against the wall, letting you know, what works and what mindset you have to shift into in order to grow as an individual. So 5 years ago, I would have never even considered this. But then I thought about the opportunity. It's going to be 400 people in an event in Vancouver, Canada, a place that's very far away from Cincinnati. But nonetheless, it's a room full of hungry entrepreneurs who want to learn about how to make every day Saturday. And I specifically also talk about the power of podcasting to get your message out there. So Colin had let me know You know, briefly, again, I mean, this is, you know, we're talking for the first time last Tuesday, and he let me know a little bit about himself, about his organization, and about these live events that he does. And it's very difficult to put butts in seats, as we say in the business, you know, to get people to go to a live event. They have to spend time away from their job, from their family, from their business. They got to book a hotel. They got to get a flight. You know, me as a speaker, I'm in and out. I speak for an hour and a half or so. But these individuals, they're committed to 3 or 4 days. And I'll tell you, that's a whole other topic. We got so much to talk about today. I just want to share so much of this with you because there's just so many great learnings, you know, inside of just this what happened in the past week. Getting to live events, you know. I came home last night. And all of a sudden, you know, between last night and this morning, I'm looking at individuals and speaking to people here locally or, you know, whether it's in my other businesses and such, and they're majoring in minor things. And, you know, when you're in a group of hungry entrepreneurs, you're there solving problems. There's no drama. There's no issues. It's all about solutions. And then you go back into the real world, and that's why most people can't seem to get themselves to where they want to go after a live event because you go back to default. You know, there's default Ohio, there's default Europe, there's default Australia. Default simply means you go back to the individuals that you left for a few days who didn't go to a personal development conference or an entrepreneurial teaching, and they're still stuck, and they're not looking for solutions. They just want to complain, and that's just, it's not healthy. But anyway, we'll talk about that later on in today's shows as well. We got a lot of shows for today's schedule because I got so much I want to share with you. And so I said to Colin, wow, you got 400 people in a room. That's amazing. I love your brand. Love your, you know, Business Excellence 2015 was the name of the event for Make Your Mark was the name of his company. And I said, all right, let me do this. Give me 3 hours. It's about 12 noon Eastern time. Give me 3 hours to try to put this all together. And he said, hey, that's fair enough. He said, my God, you got to, you know, if you need longer, let me know, but maybe 4 hours, because if I couldn't make the event, he would have had to find another speaker to replace me, and I was replacing a speaker who couldn't make it at the last minute. So I said, let me just first of all see if there's even a flight that I can catch, because I was supposed to fly Cincinnati to Los Angeles on Thursday. Let me see if I can fly Cincinnati to Vancouver Wednesday and Vancouver to L.A. Thursday, because I have to speak to the Santa Monica Rotary Friday, and then the event in LA for Peak Potentials on Saturday. So also Colin said, I said, who else is going to be speaking at your event in Vancouver? And he said, Jack Canfield, Janet Atwood, Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank. I was like, holy cow, man, what a great event. I mean, I already loved it. Now I love it even more. So, Colin was very appreciative, very grateful, and it was a sincere gratitude. It wasn't one of these fake ones, you know, Sam, I appreciate you, and then he hangs up and tells 20 other people that, and yeah, blah, 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 blah. No, it was sincere, and I gathered that, yeah, he was in a pinch. He needed someone to replace the speaker for Thursday morning, but he also understood how important family was to me, and we weren't just going to do it willy-nilly. We would. I was grateful that he thought of me. I was grateful for Mary to connect us two together, and that's how great relationships are formed. You know, that's how long relationships are formed, that you make a promise to somebody, you keep the promise, and then you fulfill it, and then you both have this amount of trust from the very beginning. And in entrepreneurship, it's different because, you know, you can't look at resumes necessarily like you do in a business world. Your boss says, hey, this is Joe. Joe, meet Susie. Susie, meet Joe. You know, your job is this, and she's your supervisor. Here you go. I mean, it's really, you know, basically told where to go, and these people have been vetted. They've been with a company 20 years, and they've gone up the chain of command. In the entrepreneurial world, there's brand new people coming on the scene, men and women, every day, and you don't know who's who you can trust, and things like that. So you really got to earn trust, and you got to earn it quickly in the entrepreneurial world, and the only way I know how to do that is by action. You can say anything you want, but, you know, when the rubber meets the road, people don't care at all about what you say, because your actions are telling them everything they need to know. You know what I mean? So we're going to pick it up on the next show. I'm going to tell you what happened when we started calling on flights and getting arrangements, and I lost my wallet, and I lost a couple of credit cards. I left my order forms behind. It was crazy, man. I'll pick it up on the next show. Man, it's great to be back in the studio. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.